Your Grace? Your Grace? Your Grace? I have arrived with your morning coffee. Your Grace?
I have... Oh, good heavens! I am terribly sorry. Please do forgive me, Your Grace. I should truly have known much better than to barge in without your permission. Please do not tell your parents, the lord and lady of the estate. I am terribly, terribly sorry. I apologize with every fiber of my be- I beg your pardon? Your Grace, I simply could not enter while you are indecent. That would be totally and utterly inappropriate. Such behavior would be unruly, scandalous from a butler such as myself. I could never. But Your Grace, I mustn't. Well, I suppose I am obligated to listen to your requests, Your Grace. Okay. I'm entering. I cannot imagine why you would request my presence at such an unfortunate timing. Truly, this is unprecedented. Has there been some sort of emergency? Do you require assistance, Your Grace? In getting dressed? Respectfully, Your Grace, why would you require my assistance for such an intimate task? Surely not. If you insist. All right. I'll open my eyes. Oh, forgive me. I'm just not used to seeing you in such little clothing. You're practically barely dressed, actually. Relax, Chiron. It just so happens that you're stood before the image of peak human beauty, dressed in barely anything before you. You know, the person you've had a huge crush on since you were barely old enough to walk, let alone serve them. No big deal. Oh, pull yourself together, man. So you've already decided what garments you'll be wearing today, yes? Well, I have no doubt that you will look wonderful in any attire that you choose, but if you insist on asking me for my counsel, might I suggest a mixture of reds and browns? It is the autumn season, Your Grace. I can say with utter certainty that such an outfit would be rather appropriate given the time of year. And you do have, the elegance to pull it off. But, well, I'm glad that your foolish butler's advice was of assistance, Your Grace. All right. Please, just lift your arm and we can get this on you. As so. Your Grace, please, do remain still. I do not wish to accidentally touch your skin any more than I already have. Your chest. Forgive me, I did not intend to. All right. As I was saying, just allow me to... like threading a needle, Your Grace. There we are. And now for the matter of your, well, your lower department. Please, if you will, do be seated and raise your legs for me. Thank you, Your Grace. You are most cooperative indeed. Forgive me. I swear, I never intend to touch your But Your Grace, it is not okay. It is utterly inappropriate. I apologize. Why are you so forgiving? You keep moving at the most inopportune times, Your Grace. It leads me to touch you in rather inappropriate places. Not that I'm accusing you of anything, of course. Ah, your outfit is coming together wonderfully. This reminds me of when we were merely children. Do you remember, Your Grace, how I have served you since I was but a boy? Of course, we always did enjoy our dress-up sessions. Ah, it seems like such a long time ago, does it not? I still remember them as though they were yesterday. Spending precious time with you was never a waste for me, Your Grace. Oh, how we frolicked. Oh, forgive me. You do not wish to hear your butler reminisce on nostalgic memories. I've already spoken too much. Oh? Well, if you insist that you truly do not mind, Your Grace. Thank you for that. Your kind words mean a lot. I'm glad that you remember them as fondly as I do. Well, I must say, you have pulled off yet another magnificent outfit. Truly majestic. Please, allow me to fetch a mirror for you, Your Grace. What do you say? Wouldn't you agree that you look rather dashing on this beautiful day? Quite. I am glad that we agree. That being said, there is the question of what you wish to do today. Your schedule is rather sparse on the weekend. What did you have in mind, Your Grace? I shall see to preparing it at once. You wish to play on the seesaw? Well, I suppose it is not my place to judge you, Your Grace. Forgive me. There is the question of whom you will be partaking in such an activity with. Well, a seesaw generally requires two individuals. No more, no less. Did you have anyone in mind, Your Grace? Me? Your Grace, I don't... Well, I am not in any position to deny you. All right, if that is what you wish, then I suppose I must see to it. All right. As strange as this feels for me, I am ready. Your Grace, I am noticeably heavier than you, with respect, of course. How exactly is this going to... Ah! Your Grace, please, you're walking me around here. Ow. Oh, that hit me in the fucking dick. I am terribly sorry for my language. I didn't mean... Ah, why are you laughing? Your Grace, for the love of the heavens and the earth, would you please slow down? You're torturing me. Please. Your Grace, stop. Ow. Your Grace, why? That hurt. Yeah. Okay, at least one of us is laughing. Forgive me for speaking out of turn, but you are cruel. A most cruel individual to serve. Yes, I would appreciate a hand. Thank you, Your Grace. Can we go back now? Please. Thank you. Well, Your Grace, I trust that you enjoyed. I did too, despite my reaction. You still have the rest of the day, Your Grace. The afternoon is still young. What do you wish to do? Oh, well, I'd love to spend time with you. What did you have in mind? Oh, Your Grace, please. Why must you always mess with me in such a manner? Come on, please. I don't wish to speak out of order, but why are you tugging my garments? These ribbons are very delicate and take much time to... Your Grace, you can't kiss me. I am just a meager butler. Oh, this is truly part of your cruel humor. Your Grace, you can't just kiss someone and play with their emotions like that. What if that person possessed feelings for you and got their hopes up? No, Your Grace. I did not mean to imply that I am interested in you. I didn't mean it like that. Of course you're attractive. It's not that I'm trying to imply you aren't desirable. Not that I'm flirting with you either. That's not what I mean. But please, Your Grace. What are you doing? I feel exposed. Why have you removed my shirt? That's very intimate. I don't think the Lord and Lady of the estate would approve. I don't know if we should